Eye on the Arctic, views from the north, I'm Elish Quinn. Well, sometimes it seems like not a week goes by without headlines trumpeting the business opportunities in the north. But here in Canada, are we missing out on the potential in our western Arctic region? Well, a new report thinks we just might be, but that just a few policy adjustments could make the difference. And joining us now to tell us more is one of the report's authors. John Higginbotham is a senior fellow at the independent think tank Center for International Governance Innovation and Carleton University. And he joined us on the line today from Ottawa. Hello, John Higginbotham.
Hi, Elise.
To get into it, I thought we could start with Canada and the Arctic Council. You know, one of its key policy points has been developing the North for Northerners. Now, how do you think they're doing so far?
Well, I think there have been significant achievements, but there's also a long way to go, both in relation to our potential and in relation to the developments we see happening on the other side of the Arctic Ocean in Russia and in Scandinavia.
And are there any, if we're talking about Canada's, you know, Western Arctic, are there any advantages that it has that our other northern regions don't?
Well, if you compare Nunavut and the Northwest Territories, for example, Nunavut is basically restricted to air and sea access, where a territory like the Northwest Territories has both sea access and land access and access along the Mackenzie River corridor. So it's somewhat better served in terms of transportation as a way of inducing economic development, and certainly the potential is there for rapid and extensive growth.
And now, you made a number of recommendations in this report. It was very, very interesting. We have time to probably hone in on a couple of them, and I thought we would start with development of marine corridors. Tell me a little bit about how Canada compares to other northern regions in this respect and why this is such an important aspect to pushing things further in the north.
Well, it's really a critical question, because what is happening in the big picture is the Arctic ice cap is melting. If we see the same change in the next 30 years that we've seen in the last 30 years, the Canadian Arctic Ocean and our maritime activities are going to be completely different. And at the moment, we're far behind where we should be in respect of charting of the Arctic Ocean, search and rescue, aids to navigation, and other areas, simply because it's not been done.
And another, you know, sort of series of points that came up in the report and that you stressed, you know, quite explicitly, was the importance of improving cooperation in the Arctic with our neighbors in the United States. And you even talked about the development of a Beaufort Business Council. Tell us why this is so important.
Well, I've had many years of experience. I was the number two at our embassy in Washington for 6 years. I've been very involved in U.S. issues from an Ottawa perspective, and I know how weak our government-to-government links on the Arctic are in comparison to what they are in many other important areas of border cooperation. And we're also weak in terms of a voice for the business community in the Arctic, particularly in the Beaufort region, which I think is one of the most promising areas, because it includes Nunavut, Northwest Territories, Yukon, and Alaska. There are good regional links there already, but they need to be strengthened and made more explicit.
And, you know, just if we look at these two areas that we've touched on, why do you think Canada isn't putting more energy into developing these areas, marine corridors, cross-border cooperation? You know, there's so much rhetoric in the media and in politics about the importance of the North. What do you think is keeping the country from moving ahead on some of these issues?
Well, in some cases, we're not merely not moving ahead. We're moving probably backwards. Governments have different priorities at different times. The current government is doing some very valuable work in the north in respect of devolution and new Arctic Research Center. But in some other areas, it's moved backwards in respect of developing a new icebreaker for the North or developing Arctic and offshore patrol vessels. There's some raw politics involved as well. There's not as many votes in the Arctic as there are in southern Canada for infrastructure. But the government has shown in other areas, like the Pacific Gateway Initiative, that it's quite possible for federal government to lead on pan-Canadian projects that serve another phase of Canadian nation building. I hope that once we're through the most recent austerity period, that all political parties will unite around an agenda of more active planning and investment in cooperation with other partners in the Arctic.
Well, John Higginbotham, thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay, well, thank you very much.